Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast. Jesus.
Just we need to continue our streak of effing up the intro, dude.
Seriously?
You are the ones who F up my intro. You realize that. You are the ones.
You try to be so professional.
Seriously.
And so, like,
I have things to say. I have things to say, and I want to get them out, and then you just guys start laughing at me.
Fine, go.
Hello, we are the Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast. This is episode number 89. It's April 4th. Now you can laugh and joke all you want, Christopher. Are you happy? Jesus. We're brothers, we're geeks,
episode
to talk about.
I'm so excited to be talking to my brothers for the first time in seven weeks.
So
I love
long.
It.
Oh my God!
Well, we
so
talk
long.
It. We
why
talk
so
every day, but not on the podcast Pat, form.
What, tell
this
us
is true.
Why so long?
I was working on a TV.
Wait! We're brothers. We're geeks. We talk about geeky stuff. Isn't that your line, Patrick?
I said that. You were too busy. You were too busy talking. If you shut up and listen, bro.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Oh man. Okay.
So good. No one missed us.
So I was working on a TV show pilot for ABC. I can't say very much because I am I signed an NDA, and it's a pilot, so it might never come out. So,
but you're doing the thing. You're making some shit.
Yeah.
Dude, what did you do on this show?
I was
were you crafty?
I was locations assistant manager. Okay. I got into.
Nice.
It was good. Locations is kind of like. The catch-all, you're the one who makes sure the, you know, 150 film people that show up to the location don't destroy the location.
You gotta kind of be like bad cop.
You're a little bit diplomat, you're a little bit bad cop, you're a little bit janitor. You're all those things.
Okay.
It's like you're making sure the crew is happy and has what they need and doesn't destroy the place, but you're also making sure whoever you're renting from is not pissed at you when you walk away.
Because a
crew shows up hard. They kick down doors and they're like turning things off and like let's break down this wall and can we break down this wall? No,
Jesus.
We can't break down this wall.
No, dude, you're renting a 125-year-old house. Don't break down the
exactly.
Wall.
Yeah. Hey, can we drag these really heavy film equipment all over these wood floors? How about that? No, you can't.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So you're a little bit of that. It's kind of a thankless job. You're kind of everybody. If things are going wrong with the location, you're the guy that they yell at. You know, it's good money and it's fun and you're
working on a TV show, man.
You're working on a ABC TV show, making that Disney money. The Evil Empire giving me paychecks, paying my rent with their money. So
you don't in fact have a paycheck that says the Disney company.
Yeah,
no,
it's a joke. I like working for them. Yeah, just kidding. I love you guys.
Okay.
Please keep paying me.
Please keep paying me. No, but seriously, your paycheck doesn't say the Walt Disney Company on it, does it?
I have one right here. Let me see who paid me. No, it's through Cast and Crew, which is like a paycheck production payroll company. So a lot of people use that. These Cast and Crew, or they use, I think it's Entertainment Services. I have all my W-2s and...
It's
a payroll company exactly. They're
exactly. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you worked on Stadies. You worked on something else though, didn't you?
Because
you were only on Stadies for a couple of weeks.
I did Andrew Tribeca for a week, I guess, if that's what you're remembering. And I did a commercial for Wine Country too, but so those three things in a row. So
there was Oregon Wine Country?
Yes, they're trying to get people to come out to Oregon Wine Country in the rainy season when it's very unpopular. So they're making a movie about braving
I'm curious about who funds that. Is that like state tourism or is that a wine association?
I think it was probably like Dundee County, which is like Newburgh area. Paid for it, and it's probably like a collection of like winery owners who got together to pay for it. You know, they
put some money in. And...
Yeah, exactly. So I worked on that. It was pretty cool. But yeah, it was very rainy.
Cool.
It was very rainy the days we were shooting. So go out to wine country.
Good,
when it's raining.
Not a good selling point.
No, that's the selling point is like, go out to the wine country when it's raining. Awesome. That's what they're trying to say with a commercial. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Did and I think we're in April now. Mom and Dad are coming there in a couple months, aren't they? Are they coming in July?
July. They always come up here for the Blues Festival around July 4th. Yeah. So she was talking about that last night about they got a hotel downtown, walking distance from the waterfront.
Oh yeah, when he was there for like a thing.
Work thing.
What, a couple years ago? Yeah, no. Dude, being in downtown Portland is great.
I mean,
you walk all over.
Chris was staying at the Nines, which is probably the nicest hotel in downtown Portland. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I was. I mean, yeah, I was there too. Dude, it was a great hotel.
No,
we recorded our pre Captain America Civil War episode in that hotel.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Geeky world continues to turn.
Exactly.
So, I mean, what should we start with here? What is everybody?
We got some definite ground.
Okay, let's just kick it off to the start here. Jessica Jones. Andrew hasn't finished it. How far are you into it, Andrew?
Maybe three episodes.
This is season two. I haven't made that deep of a dive yet. Right. Season one.
I think I had plans to, like, binge it over a weekend, and then things came up, and I don't know. Like, I honestly think I forgot.
Jessica Jones season two.
It ramps up very slowly.
Mm-hmm. Until like the fourth or fifth episode, like
less of a compelling villain. Arguably, it's a lot. I guess I can't say that because the first season's villain is really bad and really complex, challenging, subtle and nuanced, and it. On the one hand, it's really meaty because it really gets into her and her family and her history and her origin, and it really explores a lot of that. On the other hand, it's mm-hmm. also a far less compelling sort of superhero show.
Yeah.
Season one. David Tennant in season one was a revelation as Kilgrave. He was incredible.
Well, I don't even think that's...
Kristen Ritter is awesome.
She's
amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
She is great as Jessica.
I agree with everything you're saying, Christopher. My whole thing is I really like the characters. I really like the acting. I really like the setting.
Yep.
I just hated the villain. I wanted there to be a more of a black and white villain. And I think the idea of what they were doing with, I don't want to give too much away, but what they tried to do with this character, this villain, didn't, like, I wanted that to be a side story. And then there'd be like a big bad that they had to fight. Like, that's what I want. And instead, that's like the whole story, you know?
I didn't have much of a... I like villains that have nuance.
Mm.
Where villain of season two, it's not as cut and dried, right?
Right.
And so, very much a mixed bag. Mm. And is challenging in way different ways for Jessica. And I liked all of that. I very much appreciate shows, movies, or otherwise where the villain, I really kind of like part of the villain, right? That's what makes those types of shows interesting. My problem with the villain is there was very little redeeming. What?
I'm hearing something bad.
What?
What?
Hold on.
He's getting something weird.
There's like an echo.
There's an echo? I can't hear anything.
Yeah,
I can't hear an echo at all.
I'm hearing myself double.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I don't hear you double at all.
Let's pause this.
Yeah, the villain.
Okay, so we're back.
I was syndroming. We're back from me for more syndroming.
I just like paused it because you were talking too long, and I didn't think the audience needed to hear that.
I mean, that is, in fact, I think the new way we're going to keep Christopher, from going on too long.
It is totally a rule. It's totally a rule of the podcast, so I absolutely support that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, just to interject for a second, you were talking about you like complex villains and all that. I'm going to remind everybody today. It's a bit of a bummer, but we have good things to remember him by. Today is Heath Ledger's birthday.
Oh.
He died 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. It's been 10 years.
10 years wow. since The Dark Knight then, too. It's crazy.
Yeah. He died the same year The Dark Knight came out.
Mm-hmm. He died just before it was released.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this to you. I mean, it's just, I don't know how old he would have been.
Best performance of the Joker to date, I would say. Absolutely.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
I am campaigning. So, okay. I'm gonna launch into
Mark,
this.
Mark Hamill is really good as the Joker.
Oh, as the animated
okay.
Joker?
As the animated Joker, yeah. He's a close second for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I think it's a close. But I think I have to agree with you that
Ledger was born
Ledger is better, yeah.
In 1979, so what? It's 2018 minus 1970. Okay, he would have been 39 years old.
So he was 29 when he died?
29, 30, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I've said it to you guys before.
That
for a
sucks.
Long time.
He was so good, man.
I couldn't watch The Dark Knight because it made me sad. Because I saw it a couple times the first week it came out. But I don't think I watched The Dark Knight for months after I bought it on Blu-ray, just because the idea of it made me sad.
Well,
Heath Ledger was gone.
It's kind of crazy to me because it's so not Heath Ledger. I just don't see Heath Ledger there. I see the Joker. He's so good that you stop seeing 10 Things I Hate About You and you start seeing, you know, the Joker on screen, like the Joker, how he should be in the comics, the Joker.
Yeah, I think I've probably seen A Knight's Tale like 50 times, some portion of it. And I
love A Knight's Tale.
Dude, I love A Knight's Tale. Oh my God.
It is a great movie.
It's so
and
fun.
And you solid, don't see any solid. Of him in that. I mean,
yeah.
He disappears into the Joker. It's fantastic.
Disappears. Right. Totally.
So, yeah. No. Also, it's Robert Downey Jr.'s birthday. He's 53. Mm-hmm. So they shared a birthday. So. At least our DJ is still alive. So.
I love Robert Downey Jr. He's like I don't know how much of it is like him being like a good human or like him being paid by Disney to do all these like fun things, but he just seems like a nice guy, doesn't he?
He seems like a good guy.
He seems like a nice guy.
He genuinely loves being Tony Stark and
right.
Iron Man.
That's what I love about it too. Like I mean they've paid him so much damn money.
Oh,
he doesn't have to work again. Like he never has to do another movie ever again.
Well, the joke was from phase one of Avengers, or from phase one of the Marvel movies until to Avengers.
Iron Man kicked off.
Iron Man kicked off. He ended up making like $70 million or something. Like some ridiculous number like that, because he got so much back end from Iron Man, Iron Man 2, and the first Avengers movie that he ended up making like 50 or some 50, 60, 70 million dollars.
He's making $50 million per movie now, Andrew, on each Marvel movie. They're paying him the most out of all the actors. So
It's pretty insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
He's also been in the most movies. So it's great.
He's been in like what, 8 of them, I think?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool.
But Jessica Jones.
And I mean, we're Infinity War is at the end of this month. 27th.
Infinity War is in 23 days.
Holy
22 days,
shit,
gonna go on the 26th.
Dude. I am so pumped for that movie. Yes. Oh my God.
That's nuts it's arrived. I can't believe
it. Well, they pushed it up too. What was the movie that it was like bumping up against that they were trying to avoid? There was a movie that the schedule came out, and that's why they moved it closer. It was like mid-May.
No, it was May 5th.
It was May 5th.
They moved it a week earlier.
They moved it up a week. Yeah,
moved it up a week.
I think they wanted to give it more time before Solo comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I did not think they're trying to avoid any movies. Other movies try to avoid.
Well, no, they're trying to avoid Solo so that they're not competing with themselves. So,
maybe.
Yeah.
They want to give it a full month to just dominate before...
Yeah.
You know, Disney starts to compete with Disney.
It's true.
Yeah. yeah, for sure.
So
Disney doesn't want to have two blockbusters.
Well,
in the
it's guaranteed.
Same month?
I guess they don't have to rely on the holiday weekend in May in order to bump up the number. They know that it's going to make $200 million the opening weekend.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so they don't need that 3-day weekend, 4-day weekend to prop it up. They can put a slightly lesser expected movie on Memorial Day weekend.
I don't think Solo is going to be good. Money. I'm saying that right now. I have mixed feelings about Solo. I
think it's going to be good.
All the trailer is all fluff. There's no what will make that movie is where the main character is Han Solo, and I have not gotten that vibe from any of the trailers yet. They've all been fluff and action scenes and cool shots. None of it is like good acting and a good script. So
I mean, yeah, it's going to be whether or not you see Han Solo or you see the actor. What is his name? Alden Ehrenreich.
Yeah.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. And I like the actor. He's good. But is he Han Solo? Who knows?
Right.
I think that's the doubt everybody has.
Yeah. That's my big doubt. Well, so I mean, there's so much expectations for that character too, because you're doing a prequel to a character we already know versus like, oh, it's the same actor but he's older, or these are completely new characters like Rogue One, and so you have no expectations about who they are. But this is Han Solo young, so they really gotta like get this right.
They may have, I mean, the idea of doing an origin story for Solo may have just been a flawed idea from the outset.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good
idea.
It's
Harrison freaking Ford.
Yeah, ever. Yeah, exactly. Han Solo is Harrison Ford, so it's like you.
Yeah,
that's why we loved him, because it was Harrison Ford. So anyway. I don't know. Yeah.
We'll still gonna go see it.
Well, of course I'll go see it. But speaking of things we've seen, Pacific Rim Uprising. We all saw that, right?
Yeah.
Giant robots.
I have not seen.
You didn't see
you
it.
You didn't see it.
Okay. No. So that's Andrew okay. and I will talk about this. Giant robots punching kaiju in the face. Giant monsters. What'd you think of this movie, Andrew?
It was very stupid, but very fun.
Yeah.
It was I described the first Pacific Rim as a Saturday morning cartoon, like for 2 hours, just because it's so much goofball fun. This movie is even more goofball and even more stupid, and maybe not quite as much fun, but still very fun to watch.
It was very fun to watch. I
found myself grinning through almost the whole movie just because it's so fun.
And they get to the point so quick too. They don't give you time to like.
They don't have to world build.
Yes. I mean, they get to it so fast.
Guillermo del Toro tries to. He really is an artist, which we have seen from the fact that he won Best Director and Best Picture for Shape of Water.
Yeah.
And the movies he's made. He made Shape of Water.
I don't agree with that pick either. So.
You don't well, whatever.
Yeah,
it's still high. It's highbrow,
high quality. He makes an art movie. He has a very good style to him.
Is in Pan's Labyrinth.
He's an auteur. You know, he's an auteur filmmaker. Yeah.
So he wanted to elevate the kaiju movie, which he's a super huge fan of, to art.
Yeah.
And he spends a lot of time in Pacific Rim, the first one, working towards that and trying to elevate the genre. Pacific Rim Uprising doesn't try to elevate shit. They just want to make a fun movie where monsters fight giant robots.
Yeah.
And I think they do.
You know, I
benefited from the fact that John Boyega,
right.
He's good as Finn. We like him in the Star Wars movies. He's young. His career is really kind of, he doesn't have a long history of movies he's been in. He is very watchable. He is the star of this movie.
Have either of you seen Attack the Block?
I haven't.
I've heard that that's a really good.
I mean, he's the main character. He's like high school age. He might be like early.
It's an
20s.
Alien invasion movie, right? An
alien invasion movie set in like the slums of London, like the projects, the rough neighborhood. And it's so good. It's really really good, and it's young John Boyega, and that movie is so fantastic.
Abrams wanted to cast.
It's
him
so
in the movie
simple,
because...
right?
Yeah,
it's such a simple little story, and it's so character driven that it it's surprisingly good. And you bring up John Boyega and Pacific Rim, and it's he is the best part of this movie by far. Like light years. Everything comes out of his, like, even the stuff that's supposed to be kind of like hammy and campy, I like it. It's fun because he's fun.
He makes it work on some level.
Yeah. There's always like a nod and a wink at the audience, but it's like, I don't care. I had fun. I was laughing in the pun in, you know,
it's
and robots.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah. It's real dumb. It's real dumb.
It's real dumb, but it's real fun.
But it's kind of fun. It reminded me a lot of like Transformers before they got ridiculous, you know, like,
yeah, it kind of has the vibe of the original the first Transformers.
Just explosions and fighting and huge, huge robots, and you're like, okay, this is...
And a wink and a nod, like, we know this is a kind of a goofball movie. We're going to take it somewhat seriously, but really, we understand this is a goofball movie.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. So I enjoy it. Yeah.
What's the setup?
It's like a new rift. It's like 10 years in the future, and like the world is like destroyed, all messed up, and they're still building like robots.
But they're fighting each other.
No, they're not fighting each other. They're just getting ready just in case the kaiju come back. And then
they learn their lesson after the events of the first movie, how they need to keep the wall can't work. They need to keep force of Pacific. You know, Pan Pacific Defense Force needs to be maintained.
Yeah,
so
it's just
years of building and training.
But there's all these other people who are making giant robots too, who are and that's part of the story is like this rogue company makes these
giant corporation
makes
to
this
do a different. Yeah, to create a new kind of Jaeger.
Yeah.
To compete with the more traditional, Jaegers driven.
Because all this technology is around, and now that there's, like, no aliens to fight, humans are going to start fighting each other again, kind of a thing. So it's a bit of that. But, you know, obviously monsters come back.
The whole kind of, when the chips are down, the humans unite together,
It has all that cheese ball, but it's good. No, it's fun. It's just pretty silly. I would watch it again. I would rent it. It's that kind of popcorn movie.
Oh, total popcorn movie.
Speaking of popcorn movies,
see it on the big screen, right?
Oh God, yes.
Oh yeah, it's much better in the big screen. Speaking of popcorn movies, did everybody see Ready Player One?
Yep.
Christopher.
Not yet.
Oh, Christopher.
Chris has been busy.
I've been
searching for a home.
I know. Okay, I get it.
Getting thing on my home. Yeah.
Should we wait to talk about this for next time then, or should we talk a little now?
We need to have a longer discussion.
We're going to wait until Chris sees it. But
I'm going to see. Yeah, I will see it.
Go see it.
Definitely this weekend.
Go see it because we're all fans of the book. We've all read the book, and we need to have like a good discussion about it once you see it. So
all right.
What else do we have?
The Magicians season finale is tonight.
I am totally
caught up.
I'm a little behind. What have you thought of this season, Andrew?
Yeah.
I have enjoyed single episodes of this season. The overarching plot of them like on this quest to get the seven keys to unlock magic. I don't know. It's all right.
It's a little tiring.
It's a little tiring. It's nice as an overarching plot.
Is it from the books or is it a whole new storyline?
I didn't read past book one. I read book one and I'm not sure. Like, I never read
it. There's only three Magicians books.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's the original Magicians, there's the Magician King. And then
season one and two diverted a lot from the books. Like, book one has a lot to do with season one and two, and they diverted a lot.
Yeah.
So I would be surprised if there might be this kind of element, the finding the keys element, but I don't know about individual little stories.
Yeah. I don't know. So, but the season finale tonight, I've very much enjoyed individual episodes. I think that they've done some fun things, and everybody in the series, all the actors are so game, and they do a good job with all of their different roles. They did an episode where they were you know, I won't give away kind of the main conceit of the episode, but there was a lot of singing in the episode.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
Full of magic.
Yeah.
Anything's possible, like we've learned from Buffy. You know, there's a whole, there's an episode where a demon makes all of the cast of Buffy sing and dance to talk, to work through their problems. And we just accept that, and it's the one of the best episodes of the entire series.
People like, so, The Flash and Supergirl did a singing episode too. They like to do this now. I mean,
well, that was as much for, you know,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and, like, set the tone for this. It's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
But Flash and Supergirl did that episode where they did a crossover because Melissa Benoist and Grant Gustin and several other people on both casts are legit, like, Broadway caliber.
Yeah, they were on Glee, weren't they, before? I mean, I know Melissa Benoist was.
And Grant Gustin was in the first couple seasons of Glee, yeah.
Yeah. So
and Benoist was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was in the later seasons of Glee that I don't think I watched, but I remember her being on Glee.
I only watched the first season of Glee, and then it was over.
Supergirl's Wynn, her kind of like best friend tech guy in the show. Mm. He was in the original Broadway production of Newsies, so he is a legit.
Right. Yeah.
Jesse L. Martin, who plays, I forget his name, Joe West on The Flash. He is a legit Broadway performer as well. He was in the original Broadway production of Rent.
That's right. He's in the Rent movie too.
Yeah, well, he was the original. He originated that character in the Broadway production of Rent from like the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. So the bona fides for the singing and dancing on the CW shows is pretty legit.
I think Supergirl's mother from season one, I'm trying to remember the actress's name. She was like a Broadway star too.
That's Helen Slater, dude. She was
Her birth mother.
Oh yeah. Laura Benanti.
Awesome. Yeah.
She's awesome.
Yeah, that, thank you for remembering.
She's done a bunch of stuff on Broadway.
Yeah, there's a lot of singers in CW shows. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Back to movies. Did you guys see Red Sparrow?
No.
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
It's really good.
Oh, shit.
Tomb Raider. Did you see Tomb Raider?
It was kind of getting weak reviews. I'm surprised. I haven't seen Tomb Raider. What do you think of Tomb Raider, Christopher?
I really liked it. I love her. Alicia Vikander is fantastic. And it is a... I love what they've done to reboot the character and to make it more gritty and sort of realistic and less of a, you know, video game trope like the earlier Tomb Raider movies were. I liked it a lot, actually. And I took my the girls and we all went and saw it and they liked it too. It's a really fun. It's a good. Good video game adaptation movie.
Well, I didn't see either of those because they were gonna get mixed reviews. Do you see some of that? Do you have anything negative to say about these two movies, or is it just sort of like you liked them and that's it?
Yeah, there's definitely things that
Red
we could
Sparrow,
talk, point out
for Red Sparrow. You know, I don't feel like I wasted my time watching. I mean, it's a forget. It's ultimately kind of forgettable.
Spy movie.
Yeah. It kind of, I like the fact that it's not kind of a Mission Impossible or kind of James Bond where they have these big action set pieces. They sexualize the spy game. It's all about manipulation and seduction. And it's rather than it's kind of like, you know, we have to steal the plans. We have to get in through this, and we have to blah blah blah. Or we have to get the source out and blah blah blah.
It's more thriller than like action thriller.
Well, even more so than that, it's all about it's about how these people are manipulating each other and whether or not the lying on top of lying and the different agendas and everything. But it's not about.
It made me think of it made me think of Atomic Blonde. Did either of you see Atomic Blonde? With Charlize Theron, I kind of liked it. I mean, it's kind of meh, but it's fun. It was fun to watch at least. It made me think of that anyway.
Red Sparrow isn't fun.
No, it's not fun.
Hard. There are parts of it that are genuinely hard to watch.
Ooh,
yes.
Okay.
Are.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, it gets dark with its
it does
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll watch it for sure.
Tomb Raider is simple. Tomb Raider is straightforward. Tomb Raider is
just like adventure, right? I mean, it's just
it,
like
it is a not nearly as compelling Indiana Jones.
There's a character in Tomb Raider played by an Asian actor. He's on Into the Badlands.
Daniel
Chow or Juan or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. He is.
I love him. He's awesome. And that he is teed up as her like sidekick moving
That's
forward.
That's cool. I like
him. It's Daniel Wu.
Sorry. Daniel Wu. He's really great in that show, Into the Badlands. I love him in that.
And that show is coming back in a couple weeks,
and
too.
And he's really good in Tomb Raider.
They just added all those episodes to Netflix, so if you want to binge watch Into the Badlands, yeah, you can do that.
That's
now.
That's a fun show, yeah. Too.
Mm.
It is.
I only watched the first episode. Maybe I'll give that a shot.
The first season drags a little bit, be honest. The second season is much better.
Oh, okay.
The second season is a lot more fun.
I like the concept that it's just like in the kind of dystopic future, all these badass like martial arts guys kicking each other's asses.
They take over.
Yeah,
it's post-apocalyptic, and the accepted reality is that guns are completely outlawed. Like the technology exists. Like, you know, because there's cars and there's, you know, nobody really has airplanes anymore because
they're hard to maintain and it's hard to fly.
No one uses guns. It's like it's the most taboo thing in the world to even mention using a firearm because of the past wars where mass killings happened. So it's all about, you know, swords and fighting and, you know, all that. It's great.
That's cool. That's real cool.
Yeah.
Legion started last night. I haven't watched the episode, but I'm really excited. As soon as we're done here, I'm going to go watch that. Probably get caught up on Magicians tonight. So,
I need to watch. I need to watch Legion.
So excited about Legion! Gosh,
that first season was bonkers.
Bonkers, and I've heard this. I grazed at an article today talking about the first episode, and it's like, yeah, we're right back in it. It's just crazy again. It's just crazy. I was like, oh, that's awesome. I love that. Because this show is the weird show. You know, it's like odd. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
What other shows? I mean, I'm still watching Supergirl. I gave up on Arrow. I'm still watching Flash, even though they've taken a couple weeks off. I'm still watching Legends of Tomorrow. Legends of Tomorrow is crazy.
I haven't been watching any.
Oh my god!
I've fallen off of all of them.
All of them. You're done with all of them. Yeah,
I think I am.
Pretty much.
I mean, these have been really bad seasons. I still love Legends of Tomorrow.
They all got renewed. That information came out yesterday. Superhero shows, all of them got renewed.
Yeah.
For next year.
Well, that's good. I mean, I like them making these shows, not necessarily, like. I can't watch Arrow. It's just so much navel gazing and ridiculous. Him fighting himself too much, and he's so like Flash is fun. There's fun characters in the Flash. Supergirl is fun. It's like a fun female main character, and I like that. Legends of Tomorrow is just popcorn. You know, it's just like goofy. Like Barack Obama, young Barack Obama was in this week's episode of Legends of Tomorrow. Like
well, it's
that's
a time travel show.
It's so
do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. I love it. It's so great. But I'm still watching that. Okay. Yeah, that's about it for that.
Are you guys still playing Monster Hunter like 5 hours a day?
Nope. I mean, I played it a little bit this week, but I pretty much stopped playing Monster Hunter. Christopher, you still rocking it?
I play it every day.
Have you killed the Devil Joe yet? Have you killed the new monster?
No, because I'm banging my head against fucking Tempered Kieran, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It is. I have leveled my hunter up to level 49. There are two caps. One is at 29. Mm-hmm. And then to go past 29, you have to kill two bagels. And then there's another cap at 49, and to get past 49, you have to kill the tempered Kieran, and this boss is a mother effer. I'd be embarrassed to tell you how many times I've been killed.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Yep.
He just rocks your shit. I'm still like 45.
And I have an entire set. I have farmed up a set that is anti thunder and anti paralysis and anti. I'm following all the sort of these are the strategies to kill this thing, and the effing thing. You make one mistake. Mm-hmm. You make literally one mistake, and you're dead.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it is so frustrating. And, you know, even if you load up all your stuff and you take all the potions and you do everything, I have gotten him down to, you know how on the screen it has a little skull where it looks, you know, the creature is about ready to die?
Yeah.
I've gotten it down to the skull twice and died.
Oh, dang.
I know. The final sort of scene, and I'm down to my final death.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating. The game is so frustrating.
That game is so frustrating.
It is such a hard boss.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But you keep going back.
Yes, I do. It is very fun. There's there's so much more to do.
Hmm.
I haven't fought Devil Joe because I've been singularly focused on what do I need to farm.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get my gear better so that I'm perfectly set up for when I have the perfect run and I make no mistakes, I will get past it. Because all of the XP that I'm building up, all is stored by the game. So when you actually finally kill, you will jump from level 49 to whatever level all of your XP jumps you to. And so I may be given how long it's taken me. I may go from 49 to like 70.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, I've been playing it so much, dude. So much.
Oh, my
so
God. That's crazy.
You know what's going to change, though, brother? When, you know, you're not, you know, living the bachelor life 3-4 nights a week when you have. I mean, that's going to kind of go away midsummer.
They're moving here midsummer. Oh, man.
Family life again.
Back together with the family. It'll be great.
It'll be awesome.
The gaming time is definitely going to get cut into a little bit.
Gaming time is going to drop. So by July, I have to have killed Tempered Kieran.
No.
That's my goal. It might take me that long.
Right?
It's crazy.
That's so frustrating.
That's awesome.
It's so frustrating.
Have you been playing Rainbow Six Siege?
No, it's Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. It came out about a year ago and I kind of fell off of it. I never really finished it, but my buddy, they've added a bunch of free content and my buddy and I are like, hey, let's like beat this game. And there's so much to do and that map is huge. So we've just been like running around doing that. It's pretty fun. So I've been playing that a bit, and you know that game's kind of repetitive. It's just like go here, kill these guys, blow this thing up, fly here, kill those guys, blow that stuff up. So, but it's cool. It's fun. And the map is enormous, so it's really cool to fly around on helicopters and get shot at by ground-to-air missiles. It's pretty cool. But, I've been playing that. What else? Thinking about buying Sea of Thieves, but,
I've been thinking about buying... I mean, I've been... I watched a little bit.
I've read a bunch of reviews and videos. That's a real mixed bag, and the content is kind of limited.
I've heard that too. I've heard it's kind of like a No Man's Sky. Like it's a big, beautiful game.
It looks beautiful,
But it's not like there's not a lot of content.
I think
there's not a lot
to
do
playing together.
Correct. Correct.
Yes.
I think it would be only fun if we really played together. I think playing solo would be hard.
That's what I've read, is that if you have a group of four and you're all really into sailing the ship and just just exploring and talking and doing, you know, reacting to shit that you see in the game, that is fun. But the gameplay itself and the challenges you face and the shit like that kind of is, it's just kind of meh.
Yeah. Not that compelling.
Yeah. Which is disappointing because, like, I thought it was going to be like first person Sid Meier's Pirates. It kind of looked like it,
right,
you know.
I would still play
Sid Meier's Pirates to this day.
That game was so awesome.
You just sailed around and looked for stuff and went on like crazy pirate missions, you know.
Sword fights and dancing and shit like that.
Oh my god, so the dance! You had to dance with the governor's daughters.
I have that on my iPad. I love that.
Oh my god, it's so fun.
You can download a version for iOS.
Yes.
Wow. It's awesome. I'm gonna have to download that from my iPhone.
That's so cool.
That's so fun.
That's so cool.
I hadn't played anything for a long time. I went back into Destiny 2 and I played that a little bit, but not that interesting to me anymore. I popped in Titanfall 2 again.
I saw you were logged in and playing that. How was that?
I beat the campaign before.
Yeah.
And I haven't played any PvP, and I think there's like a MOBA mode you can play, which I really haven't gotten into at all. But I've been replaying the campaign just because I remember it being really fun. You know, the different aspects of playing as a pilot, where you're like a special forces guy, and then the aspects of playing as the different versions of the Titan. So I just restarted the campaign, and I've been playing that a little bit over the last week or two. And it's just fun. It's a fun first-person shooter set in kind of a, you know, an interesting, you know, the dynamics of, you know, all the weapons and being a special forces guy, essentially. And then playing as the Titan as well is fun. Yeah, no, it's a fun, straightforward game. I think the game that I'm going to buy, I've watched some streamers play it, is Far Cry 5.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys
played any Far Cry games? I haven't played any of the Far Cry games, but the fans of that game love that game because it's just open world running around getting into gunfights type of stuff.
That's what I've heard, and I've actually watched some streamers on Twitch play it who have never played any Far Cry before, and they love it. So it's not even they're totally involved in the franchise and they love it.
Yeah,
they love every Far Cry.
Yeah, I think they're all
playing this game new and it's just so
ridiculous. They're all standalone. They're all
none of them are sequels.
The thing with Far Cry games is like you could just do anything. You can hop in any car. You can like befriend any animal. You can hunt any animal. You can
The idea of this game is you're like a sheriff's deputy or something in the backwoods of Montana, and there's this like doomsday cult that's kind of taken over the town. Mm-hmm. So the story, I guess, is you're like trying to take down this cult. But there's all these side missions where you like, you know.
Well, it's like co-op and stuff. Zach was talking about buying that too, so maybe that's the way to go, Andrew. I'd get that with you.
And I play other games. I just don't like third person. And this will, I mean, my
this
trivia
is first
question
person.
Is related to this. It's first person. I mean, everybody in the world is playing Fortnite right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I haven't played Fortnite at all, ever. I don't know if I will.
Our nephew, Joey, is playing Fortnite.
Joey plays Fortnite.
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joey plays Fortnite.
Is he playing Battle Royale? He's playing
Battle Royale. Yeah.
Holy shit. Fortnite.
Yeah, Joey.
That's hilarious.
Joey's playing Fortnite.
He's gotten a couple of wins.
Really?
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's squatted up and he's played and he's gotten a couple wins.
Oh, I love that.
I talked to him on Easter about it.
He's kidding. Fortnite is for like 8 to 16 year olds, and then PUBG is for like 17 to 40 year olds. That's what I've noticed. The crowds.
I watch Twitch, and I plugged into that. I follow streamers on Twitter, and you know, I watch Twitch on a regular basis, and I have streamers that I like. There is a Twitch streamer. His online name is Ninja. Mm-hmm. He pulls 120,000 viewers a stream.
Why? Is he just so good?
He wins all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he wins all the time. He's apparently a lot of fun to watch. I've only watched a few of his streams. Literally, he is... Like, a very popular stream on Twitch will pull 25,000 viewers.
Jeez.
Very popular. That's like the top level.
Yeah.
And he's quadrupling those numbers every day playing Fortnite.
Jeez.
Why?
He played with Drake. Drake. 2 weeks ago. They pulled like a million viewers playing Fortnite on Twitch.
Wow, that's crazy.
Drake played a night on Fortnite. It's crazy.
Twitch is the new form of entertainment. People like to watch other people play video games. It's like our generation grew up, you know, and I have fun
watching Twitch.
I usually watch Twitch streams if I'm like on the fence about a game. It's like, oh, let's see what this actual game.
That's exactly how I got into Destiny 1. Like, yeah, we were talking about it, we were building up to it. I wanted to learn more about Destiny 1 and how to play things and mm-hmm. the mechanics and learn kind of how to be better. So I started watching Twitch streamers so I could learn more about the game.
Right.
And then I just kind of got to like some of the personalities of the streamers that I watched.
Yeah.
So they end up being fun people to watch regardless.
A good Twitch streamer is like fun, but man, some of those streams are so hard to watch. They have like crazy things that pop up every time somebody donates something or follows them. I don't want to hear any of this shit. It's so, God, just play the game and talk about it. Like, come on.
Exactly. No, and I think some of them are, well, and that kind of plays into, there's, Chris doesn't know this, but Patrick, that little part in Ready Player One where the evil corporation, Innovative Online Industries, talked about why they want to take over the Oasis because they can sell ad space.
Oh, like, yeah.
Did you catch that little part where it's like, we've estimated that we can sell 80% of your Oasis's view, blah, 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 without causing seizures. And it just reminds, I mean, I watch Twitch streamers where literally the entire, like, I've seen Twitch streams where literally the entire outside of the streaming, like, view screen is all, like, ads.
Yeah.
Like, they're sponsors and, like, goofy shit like that. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to monetize it, and good luck to them. I mean, if you want to make money playing video games, or you can do that, I think that's kind of a dream. I mean, doing what you love and making money at it.
Yeah, if you're able to do that and your personality and people like you,
I guess. Sounds like a nightmare to me.
people watching you play.
Oh,
is that what you don't like? No,
seriously, awful.
Mm. Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, no, yeah, but
I like my video games to be like a time I unwind. That's the time I like to relax and talk to my friends and. You know,
yeah.
I tried to do the streaming stuff a little bit, and sometimes I still want to, you know, but for the most part, I feel like I just want to relax and enjoy the time that
I have, for sure, and
actually be invested in the game versus worrying about how many followers I have and all that jazz. So.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, it's like any other job. I mean, you can love playing the job, but it's still got aspects of it being a job.
Totally.
You have to, like, you know. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the shitty parts of it.
The shitty parts, yeah. All the hurdles you have to get over.
Exactly.
Anything else we got? Feel good?
No, yeah, but I think the next game I'll probably play is Far Cry 5.
Far Cry 5.
Until the next Destiny DLC comes out.
Oh,
I'll
man.
Always go back to
man,
that.
They released the... Have you played Destiny with the Go Fast thing? Like, people are panning that update. They're not happy with it. So
I've heard good things, though. I've heard some people think that, you know, they like the fact that the gameplay is faster. They like they like the fact that a lot of people's main issue is how the weapons are structured. Like, they want it. They don't like the fact that there's less. I don't know. I don't understand the gripes. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm just so over it.
Yeah.
I'll go back to it for a DLC.
I mean, I got the season pass, so I'm sure I'll go back to see the next expansion at least. Andrew, what trivia do you have for us?
Well, like I said, it's Fortnite themed because Fortnite's everywhere. I mean, like I said, Drake played Fortnite on Twitch a couple weeks ago.
Roseanne tweeted about playing Fortnite.
Oh,
did she really?
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
It's everywhere. That goes directly to my question. How many, and it's, you know, it's just a straightforward question, how many players, this is according to an article on PCGames.com, Fortnite has how many players total, and then how many average concurrent players for the Battle Royale part of it?
Like in one single match?
I've heard
total?
Like they play online all the time. One time. I've heard the number that is a ridiculous 48 million have downloaded it.
Okay. And how many are just playing it all the time? Is
concurrent players, I think their peak... peak concurrent players, I think they set a new record. I think it was over a million.
Okay.
That's those are my guesses. Those are my guesses.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 64 million and 5 million concurrent. Let's try that.
You guys are actually really close. And 45 million total players across all the platforms, which is just an insane number.
Yeah.
I mean, it's free.
It's free, yeah.
It's free.
Yeah, so you download it, and it's all about in-game purchases.
And it's on on mobile now, too.
It's on iOS and Android and mobile. You want to know what's funny?
Yeah.
Caitlin told me she has played Fortnite on mobile. She didn't know what she was doing, but she downloaded it.
Wow.
And she played with a game or two with her friends.
Everybody's playing it.
Yeah, everybody seems to be playing.
The gameplay just doesn't... Like, I own it. I bought it before they released their Battle Royale part of it. I was playing, like, the story. And... And
that with the building and the
building and the zombie
hordes
and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I kind of didn't like it. Like, it was just kind of weak. It seemed really silly. And
They stole the PUBG ideas.
Yep. And now they're huge.
Made it more cartoony.
Well, 45 total million downloads, according to this article, 3 million concurrent players.
Wow. Wow.
That's why it takes you 10 seconds to find a match after you get killed.
Exactly.
You drop into the map with 100 other people and you go out 92nd, you can find a match in a minute. Because there's 3 million concurrent players.
So you get killed and you just immediately queue up for the next one?
Basically, yeah. You just have to hit a button to re-queue. And a match doesn't last that long. Like, I've watched entire matches, and they don't take longer than the eye of the storm shrinks, so you're forced to interact with people.
Yeah, but like you go hang out. You start with a gun, or do you have to go find something?
You have to go find everything. You drop in with nothing.
You drop in with nothing, and you go find
other than what your outfit, and that's what you can pay right? Is your outfit.
Exactly. You pay for your outfit. Yeah.
And your harvesting tool, because everything, you can harvest walls and trees and stones.
Yeah, right, that big axe thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you drop in with just that, and you have to find everything. So sometimes you can't find anything for the first minute or two, and you just get killed because you're unarmed.
Yeah.
I'm sure, because you'll drop in somewhere, somebody will find a gun first, and they'll find you. But there's no radar, obviously.
Yeah, so you see some dude running around, and you just blast him.
Exactly.
Yep.
3 million concurrent viewers.
That's crazy.
It's insanely big right now. Anyway.
Go play Fortnite, I guess.
Go play Fortnite and decide for yourself whether or not you like it.
Yeah, exactly. If you'd like to help Andrew with his trivia, you should email him at kinginthenorth52@gmail.com. You should email the show to brothersgeekpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love some emails and comments. You should follow us on Twitter, brothers_geek@twitter.com and brothersgeek.com and Facebook, Brothers Geek Podcast, for all your podcasting needs.
Yes.
So, hey, the dog days of summer movie season is approaching.
We're approaching in April,
so we are going to have so much to talk about.
There are multiple movies that are worthy of a one-shot.
We definitely need to do an Infinity War one-shot.
There'll be an Infinity War one-shot. There'll be a Solo one-shot.
I'm down with those. I think we should also do a Ready Player One one-shot I watch it.
Once you watch it, I'm down with that. We should, I'm definitely down with that.
Do a quick one. It's geek-centric that we need to do one.
And we've all read the books, so we got all that stuff. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Totally down.
Yeah, down with that.
Totally down.
All right, cool.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. Be curious.